This is GQDN for June the 22nd, 2022. Happy hump day, everybody. You know me as Joe, but today we get to talk about Diablo Somerset and PlayStation, which is where we will begin today. You see, this is according to GameSpot.com, and sometimes PlayStation does not go to some places, which what GameSpot is reporting that they will be not going to Gamescom in Germany. Now, quite honestly, this would be a very long way for them to go, but this could also be done digitally, and considering that they haven't had a whole lot to talk about because they just done the summer or Games of Summer Summerfest, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for them to go over to Gamescom because they've already done their announcements. So they will be doing something here in a few weeks. It's just that to them the timing is not correct for them to do anything, so that would be fine, I would think. Now, Destructoid did say that Final Fantasy characters are not a core part of Kingdom Hearts, and that came from Tetsuya Nomura, as he said, quote, "Now there are so many original characters from Kingdom Hearts that are so well loved, and people want to see more of those characters. With Kingdom Hearts 3, since we did have so many original Kingdom Hearts characters, it was hard to find room for including more Final Fantasy characters." He went on to say, "One thing I want to clear up is there's a lot of fans that are saying Kingdom Hearts is the collaboration between Disney characters and Final Fantasy characters. But I really feel like that's not the basic concept of Kingdom Hearts. That's not exactly what Kingdom Hearts is." So, could you see someone like Cloud or any other Final Fantasy characters in Kingdom Hearts? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter, or you could tweet at Group Quest. Now, this coming to us from DualShockers.com, and they're saying that Diablo Immortal is delaying the Chinese release just days before the launch. Now, what DualShockers is thinking is that the game may need some tweaking for the mainland audience, but we shall see. And some of that also goes to some of the purchases that people were making to make the game go faster, and it hasn't gone very well. So the stock, because of this, did drop about 10% following that announcement. So we'll see what happens. Indeed. Now we go back to Destructoid, and they're saying that DICE is mainly concentrating on Battlefield. Now, the general manager of DICE, Rebecca Cortez, did say, quote, "Totally. We are only focusing on Battlefield 2042. There is no time for anything else, and that is what we want to do. In 3 years, we want to be the first-person shooter powerhouse that DICE deserves to be, and that is what we're going for. The team is here to make Battlefield, and they're passionate about Battlefield. We have many Battlefield veterans, so it's important for us to improve Battlefield 2042 and the experience that can provide our players. We owe them that. We shall see." Now we go to DualShockers again, as we're bouncing back and forth here, and they're saying that Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Direct is announced, and Jeff Kingley had comments about it. So, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Direct, well, was on today, and Jeff Kingley said on Twitter, "For all those wondering what Nintendo would do this month, Nintendo has announced Xenoblade specific Direct for Wednesday. And Nintendo Direct," is what he commented on, said, "Tune in on 6:22, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, for a live stream to Xenoblade Chronicles 3 direct presentation featuring roughly 20 minutes of information about the upcoming RPG adventure for Nintendo Switch. And Jeff Kingley did reply. Seems Nintendo is splitting up its news. Versus one main direct this month? We shall see what happens there as well. We're keeping an eye on all of this stuff. Because Xenoblade is one of the more popular games for Nintendo. Maybe not as popular as, let's say, Mario, but it is what it is. Now, this next bit of news comes to us from esports.gg, and Somerset has announced a 10K Fortnite Creator Cup, and that'll be a part of the road to the Fortnite Championship Invitational. In fact, LG Somerset said this on Twitter. As a part of the road to the FNCS Invitational 2022 this November, I'm so excited to announce that I'll be having my own 10K Creator Cup in Fortnite game on June 23rd and in FNCS Locker Bundle in the shop on the 26th. Hashtag Epic Partner. Now, the times have been submitted. And it will be on twitch.tv/Somerset. And it'll be in Europe at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. CET. In North America East, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. EST. And North America West, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. PST. Those are the sign-up times, I do believe. So, once again, that will be on twitch.tv/Somerset. On tomorrow, so enjoy that. Speaking of Fortnite and Epic Games, the Epic Game Store did have some game ratings and polls on the Epic Game Store. Now, Craig Pearson, oh, by the way, this is from Eurogamer.net. Greg Pearson said, because these requests are randomized, we won't spam our players. We probably won't ask about every game or app used. This approach protects games from review, bombing, and ensures people assigning scores are actual players of the games. So, if you have the Epic Game Store, go check it out. We end today with Sega. And Game Informer says that the Sega multiplayer game Hyenas are revealed. So this is going to be Sega's FPS. And, the alpha is up and live. The game will be going live on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4 as well, and along with so is Xbox One, and PC. Now keep in mind, that can change, but we'll keep you informed. And like I said, you can sign up for the Hyenas Alpha today. So we shall see what happens there as well. It's good to see that there are some new games coming out still. And you can find out about more new games if you follow us on Twitter at GroupQuest. I am at Joe Brums. And you can find us all at thedawnforge.com. For this is a Dawnforge podcast. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Have fun, people. Go play some games.